Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
So this question is from Matt. He says, we got lucky and our first embryo transfer was successful. Our second transfer was successful also. Our third transfer, one embryo, gave us twins, one boy and one girl. So either one IVF and one natural, or both natural. What are the odds of this occurring?
Yeah. Okay. I've just got a case at the moment. And what we're hearing is, obviously IVF's done fantastically for them in the sense of potentially now four babies, which is excellent. But in a fresh cycle, when we're collecting the eggs and fertilizing them in the lab and putting back a fresh transfer, it is very rare, and I don't think I've had that happen, where I get a boy and a girl because they were naughty and had intercourse around about the time of the egg collection. Women are not wildly enthusiastic about it because it's, yeah, anyway. However, when we freeze the embryos, all patients are told to refrain from intercourse around the time of ovulation. And I think the majority do obey that direction. But obviously, if you do have intercourse, and one of the problems is we talk about around ovulation, but sperm can hang around in the female genital tract for 4 days, 3 to 4 days. So you might think you're safe having intercourse 4 days before ovulation, but the cheeky bugger gets the natural egg, and then we put an embryo back in at the same time. Yeah, how often does it happen? Twins with a single embryo transfer occur in less than 1% of pregnancies. But there are two ways that you can get twins, obviously. One is the actual embryo splitting into two, so they're identical twins. Where we know that's not true is if you've got a boy and a girl, and that obviously was that woman's own egg that month rather than the frozen one. And that probably is more, I can remember probably 10 or 12 in 30 years where we've gone, you had intercourse, didn't you, before you had your embryo transfer.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.